It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Wiki Corner today brought to you by Niblack Foods and the Genesee Valley Regional Market. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it was 106 years ago today that the Grand Canyon National Park was established.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
So Grand Canyon National Park is the 15th site to have been named as a national park.
Oh.
The park's central feature is, of course, the Grand Canyon.
They kind of built
That's
it.
That's kind of the whole thing.
So
there,
the canyon,
right?
the canyon was there first,
yes,
is what you're saying.
Before
okay.
the park, right? Yes. which is a gorge of the Colorado River, which is often considered one of the wonders of the world.
Oh.
The park, which covers over 1.2 million acres, received more than 4.7 million recreational visitors in 2023. The Grand Canyon was designated a World Heritage Site by UNESCO in 1979.
Thank you, UNESCO.
Yes. For thousands of years, the area has been continuously inhabited by Native Americans who built settlements within the canyon and its many caves. The Grand Canyon became well known to Americans in the 1880s after railroads were built and pioneers developed infrastructure and early tourism.
Oh.
Probably not easy to get to before then.
Imagine
before the railroad.
Imagine you're the railroad builder guy, right? So you're building the railroad and you're like, we're doing great. It's a great lot of flat land. We're killing it. And then you get, we're desert. It's hot, but we're still flat. And then you're like, what is this?
There's a hole in the ground here.
And then you're like, if we go that way, maybe we can get around it.
Yeah.
Or if we go that way, and then nope.
Yeah, no.
You're not getting around it.
Right.
Not quickly.
Right. So in 1903, President Theodore Roosevelt visited the site, but despite his enthusiasm and strong interest in preserving land for public use, the Grand Canyon was not immediately designated as a national park.
Hmm.
The first bill to establish Grand Canyon National Park was introduced in 1882 by then-Senator Benjamin Harrison, which would have established it as the third national park in the U.S. after Yellowstone and Mackinac. Harrison unsuccessfully reintroduced his bill in 1883 and 1886. The Grand Canyon National Park Act was finally signed by President Woodrow Wilson on February 26, 1919.
What was their holdup? Did they think there was like a bigger canyon somewhere?
I don't know.
They were like,
well, I'm not sure.
We'll hold off on it a bit.
The National Park Service, established in 1916, assumed administration of the park. The creation of the park was an early success of the conservation movement. Its national park status may have helped thwart proposals to dam the Colorado River within its boundaries.
What's your language, young lady?
Yes.
All right.
The Grand Canyon, including its extensive system of tributary canyons, is valued for its combination of size, depth, and exposed layers of colorful rocks dating back 5 to 6 million years ago. But it is not the world's deepest canyon.
You are kidding me.
Depending on who you ask, because I guess some debate.
What if I ask you?
That distinction goes to Peru's Cotahuasi Canyon, which is over 11,000 feet deep.
Never heard of it.
Or the Kali Gandaki Gorge in Nepal. The Grand Canyon is just 1 mile deep.
So, and how deep are those?
They're like 11,000 feet.
Okay. So you're asking me to convert feet to miles now?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not going to happen in
my head.
It's
not even the deepest canyon in the United States either.
Will you stop? Letchworth is deep. No?
Nope. It's Hell's Canyon, which is along the border of Oregon and Idaho, which drops half a mile deeper than the Grand Canyon.
So what is the big deal with this Grand Canyon thing?
It's big. I don't know.
It's long. It's colorful.
Yeah.
All right.
Weather in the Grand Canyon varies according to elevation. The forested rims are high enough to receive winter snowfall.
Ooh.
But along the Colorado River in the inner gorge, temperatures are similar to those found in Tucson and other low-elevation desert locations in Arizona.
Hot.
The coldest temperature recorded at the Grand Canyon was negative 22 degrees on the North Rim in 1985, and the warmest was 120 degrees. Recorded multiple times in the summer.
That's a swing.
Yeah,
that is a swing.
A station on the North Rim is the coldest and wettest point in the park, and Phantom Ranch, the hottest point and one of the driest, is located just 8 miles away.
Hmm.
So
that's just 8 miles.
8 miles away, and the weather is that different.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to know how to dress if you're driving there.
Yes. There's actually a town in the Grand Canyon. Inside the Grand Canyon. It's called Supai. It's the capital of the Havasupai Indian Reservation, and it's been referred to as the most remote community in the contiguous United States by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It is accessible only by helicopter, on foot, or by mule.
Yeah.
It is 8 miles from the nearest road and has no cars in the community. It's the only place in the United States where mules still carry the mail most of which is food.
I'm not even going to ask if they have Wi-Fi, because I'm going to guess
no. I don't think they get many Amazon deliveries there either, probably.
I couldn't live there. How many people reside in
this? I think it was just over like 200.
Hellscape. Oh.
Yeah, not many.
200. Okay.
Not many. Yeah. So today, the Grand Canyon National Park is the second most visited park in the country after Great Smoky Mountains National Park in North Carolina and Tennessee.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I love that. That's, yeah. All right. Very good. You picked out a record to go along with the Grand Canyon National Park, did you, Sarah?
Yes, so we're going to play Arizona by Mark Lindsay.
There you go. Song about a hippie. You got it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, it's Mark Lindsay and Arizona. Sarah Durand, why did we just play that record?
Well, because you're talking about Grand Canyon National Park, which was established on this day 106 years ago.
True story. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. The Grand Canyon National Park is the 15th site to be named a national park.
The Grand Canyon is not the deepest canyon in the world or even the U.S.
And it is the second most visited national park in the country.
There it is. Have you been to the Grand Canyon?
I have.
So have I.
But not for a long time. I was a kid.
I was a kid, too.
In middle school? High school? High school.
I had some friends.
It would have been like 1999.
I had some friends that went earlier last year. They went last year. And they went down the canyon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Middle school. Was
tiring.
Thinking, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't go down the canyon. I just looked
from
the top.
Yeah, no. We did a helicopter thing.
Did you really?
We did. I had to sit because I was they had to take your weight to distribute it evenly. I can tell you my
ladies love that.
My grandma, not pleased when
not
I was to do that.
Just yell it out.
She was not happy.
No.
Was not shy about letting that be known. but I was the youngest because I was, in like eighth grade. And I had to sit in the front with a pilot.
Very nice. But he didn't let you fly.
He did not.
For the best.
No, yes.
Folks want to learn more about the Grand Canyon National Park, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all right there. You got it. Folks, so you can catch this every day on the radio, but also on Facebook at 410 Facebook Live. And we archive these videos up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search Sarah's Wiki Corner. You'll find the entire channel there. It's all brought to you by Niblack Foods and the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Be sure to like and subscribe there. You hear all the behind-the-scenes conversations when you watch those as well, when you watch on Facebook. Sarah, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday.
You too.
Back tomorrow, fresh episode for Throwback Thursday.
Absolutely.
All right, we got weather on the way next. Aerosmith and more on Legends 102.7.